Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. It's beginning again.
We are today establishing a website, NewtExplore2012.com.
That's former Republican House Speaker Newt Gingrich at a news conference in Georgia yesterday, vaguely announcing his intention to run for president in 2012.
We will look at this very seriously, and we will very methodically lay out the framework of what we'll do next.
Campaign watchers in New Hampshire say tomorrow former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney opens the 2012 New Hampshire presidential primary season with his first public appearance in New Hampshire of the year. Though he, too, has not yet formally jumped into the race, Romney delivers the keynote speech at the Carroll County Republican Dinner in Bartlett, New Hampshire. Historically, it seems like Romney's year, as Republicans often give the presidential nomination to the second-place finisher from the previous election. Ronald Reagan won in 1980 after finishing second in 1976. George H.W. Bush followed in 1988, Bob Dole in 96, John McCain in 2008. So some say it's Romney's turn in 2012. But New Hampshire has a history of occasionally throwing curveballs at frontrunners. So here's the question. Is New Hampshire's Granite State political bedrock shifting again, this time under Romney's feet? Jack Kimball, the new head of the New Hampshire Republican Party, thinks the party is moving to the right.
And I think that what you're seeing is that a lot of the conservative values that have been coming out, including the Tea Party, Liberty groups, all of the groups that you've seen, libertarian groups, have certainly dragged the party in that direction.
Kimball, former Tea Party candidate for governor who won the GOP post over an established Republican candidate, largely because of Tea Party support, sees a fresh political wind in New Hampshire.
I think it's a positive thing, and I think that moving forward, it will continue to be a positive thing.
Will that make it harder, though, for someone who might be considered an establishment candidate?
I think in general across the country that the mood and the landscape right now is trending away from an establishment-oriented candidate, and two people who may be newer on the scene.
Romney is hardly new on the scene. He's been running for years. His name is always listed in the top tier of potential candidates, and he's a national and New Hampshire frontrunner. He was way out in front in a recent New Hampshire poll with 40% support. Given all this, does Romney need to pay attention to this supposed Tea Party shift to the right? We put that question to Andrew Hemingway, executive director of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who claims thousands of members. As he answered, he leaned forward and gave us his version of the New Hampshire political calculator.
Well, let's do some math. 2008, there was just over 200,000 Republican voters in the primary. So you're going to say, okay, so let's look at 2012. We're going to see just about the same number of people, only we're going to have 10, 12 candidates running. 30,000 votes wins this primary. I believe that to win a Republican primary right now without the Tea Party help is going to be very, very difficult.
And as he downed a Mountain Dew at 10:30 in the morning, when we met him this week at a Manchester, New Hampshire donut shop, he discounted the poll showing Romney ahead with 40% support, predicting that will be Romney's peak.
I know what's happening on the grassroots level, and there is very, very little support for a Mitt Romney's president campaign.
Tell me why there's little support for Mitt Romney. What is it about Romney that turns Liberty Caucus people, Tea Party people off?
Romney care? I mean, it's just that simple, right?
Romney care. It's what his opponents call the Massachusetts State Healthcare Plan, approved and pushed by Romney when he was governor. Romney's opponents call it the forerunner of the national healthcare overhaul, what they call Obamacare. Romney himself seems to be concerned about this issue. When Boston Phoenix political reporter David Bernstein recently dove into the text of the newly released paperback version of Romney's year-old book titled No Apology, he found unmentioned revisions. One was a pointed attack on President Obama's health care plan. The other was what Bernstein called a nod to the Tea Party in the book's new introduction.
It talks a lot about the importance of the Founding Fathers and the importance of freedom, which is very in keeping with the way that the Tea Party movement talks and is not something that anybody had seen Mitt Romney talk about previously.
It It's not the first time Romney has politically shapeshifted. He tacked dramatically to the right in the 2008 campaign in a move some say cost him the nomination. Former New Hampshire Attorney General Tom Rath, who was with Romney then as a senior advisor, dismisses the idea that Romney needs to be concerned about the Tea Party at all.
Take a look at the numbers for Mitt Romney among self-identified Tea Party members. It was like 77 to 13 favorable, unfavorable. That's why I say I think you have to be careful to say if somebody is a self-appointed spokesperson for the Tea Party, whether they really speak for that group of people or they're just trying to drive an agenda they might have of themselves.
Andrew Smith, who runs the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, takes it further, saying he doesn't buy the premise that the Tea Party is changing New Hampshire's political DNA.
If you think about the Tea Party, there's largely two wings that make up the Tea Party. There's a fiscally conservative wing or a small government wing, which by and large describes all of the Republicans in New Hampshire and a good deal of the moderates and Democrats in the state. Everybody's, by and large, a fiscally conservative kind of Tea Party voter. But on the social conservative issues, which is where I think much of the energy that the Tea Party has comes from, we don't see that in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is the second least religious state in the country. Only Vermont, according to Gallup, is less religious than New Hampshire. Social issues are not big deals here to most of the voters.
But Smith also warns that fiscally conservative, small government New Hampshire does not like the national health care plan. So he says Romney doesn't need to worry about the Tea Party as much as he needs to convince voters that RomneyCare, the Massachusetts health care plan, does not equal the national plan. WBUR's Lisa Tobin produced this story.